We got the board hooked up. That's the reason I'm playing this stupid song, okay? Because it's awesome. And welcome to the Random Task, where we're always random.
And never on task!
Damn right we're not.
God, are
today.
We never on task?
No, we're not, because, I mean, look where we're at, you know? The boat's coming in, and we're still not on task. We got beer, rum, and a lot of gunpowder, and a lot of shit to talk about. My name is Superfly Nikolai, and I'm talking with Ray Ray and the Triple A. How are you ladies doing today?
Really good.
Excellent. Yeah, see, Rachel got hitched over this little break we had.
Sure did.
I done fucked up and got married.
It's all right, though. No. Congratulations. You deserve it. Tim's a good dude, man.
It was very nice.
And I'm just glad. It was. Aww. It was a very
so
nice
glad you guys
one.
Could be here for
oh, my
it.
God. We love you, man. We could. There's no way that we would have missed it.
No way.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely not.
It works out. So today is the 17th of April, 2024. Yep. It is 6:24 Eastern Daylight Time, which we could do away with the whole
and
fucking time.
Winds.
You know. But anyways, that's right. And it's got partly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain. Hey, wait a minute. I got to do the impression for everybody of like
oh,
the,
no.
on the radio. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-60s. Northwest winds 10 to 15, 20 miles per hour, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, sunny. With 0% chance of assholes. Well, I mean, you know. Wishful thinking. Anyways. Okay, so... in the last few days was the history. How many years was it since the Titanic sunk?
I think 112.
112 years. Yeah, because it was 1912. It's 2024.
I think we're at 112.
Yep. So we are going to discuss about the Titanic today because my sister knows a whole lot about it. And I tell you what, I think it's really neat because, like, that's something she's always had, like, a real big interest in.
Yeah.
And
I love the Titanic. I do.
So,
I know everything or anything like that. But I love it and I've watched all the
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff.
But, and you know, the thing, too, is, like, I'll say this, and I don't care if I sound whatever, but that movie was good, man. With Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet being some eats her naked.
This
but
is
I'm
how old
saying.
I am. The movie came out on VHS.
Dude, oh, yeah. I went and seen it in the theater.
It was
yeah.
a two... set tape?
Yeah, it was two tapes. It was 3.5 hours.
I lost the second one.
I was like, oh my God, that's so
when
funny.
I was a kid.
It's like, no, what's
I mean,
the ending?
How old we are. Again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's
I'm
still young.
Sorry,
I was in
no,
fifth
but
grade.
She remembers that, though.
I was
you
in
know?
Fifth grade. I'm not young, so I'm 38, y'all.
I was
yeah.
in high school.
You know, hell, I mean, what year was it it came out?
You know what?
90, I think it was 96 or 95 or something.
Oh, I thought it was 95.
1997.
Right.
Was it 97? Damn, okay.
I almost said that.
I just looked
that.
It up. I'm like, 1997.
Sounds like my Alzheimer's is kicking in.
I do, man. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm adding laughter to our show again because this is great. And
so
we have our debut.
Sounds.
We have our return of the crows are back. Yes.
Yeah.
My buddies. How are you doing, guys? All right, cool. So when I need you, be there for me. All right, anywho. So 112 years since the sinking of the Titanic. How many died on that?
I think 1,500.
Damn.
If I read the thing right.
That is insane, man.
They yeah. had, like, pictures of an old, like, the post. Oh, my God, I can't talk to you. Rewind.
Yes.
Right.
They had the photo of the historical newspaper article that
right.
printed.
The day that it happened.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. You know, I guess the nearest ship was something like 4 hours away, but it wouldn't have made it. It didn't make it, like, the next day, I don't think, wasn't it?
Probably, it says probably 1,250 perish.
Damn.
But like in another one you see, it said 1,500
yes,
died.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
So there was two different ones.
You know, and the thing is they couldn't even like retrieve the manifest of who was on the ship unless you went down and got it.
Right.
I
know.
I belong to a couple of groups on Facebook about Titanic.
Do you?
It's pretty interesting. You too?
Mm-hmm.
The Ship and Dreams?
It took them forever to like approve me. It happened
it does,
on
man.
April 14th.
Seriously?
Dude, that is really wild.
I waited a freaking
that's
month,
funny.
Dude.
That's where I'm going to get all my information from is that website. Like, oh, my
uh-huh.
God, this is handy.
Talk about, you know, a shot in the dark, Aggie.
Right.
Sorry, I had to add that. That sounds brought to you by me. So, anyways.
That
but, yeah,
new?
That's me. That's the board. I hooked the board
that.
Up.
The coolest one is about the youngest passenger.
Oh, tell me about it.
This lady was just 2 months old when she was on the
Whoa.
Titanic.
What?
Gosh.
Melvina Dean will be sailing aboard
Melvina,
the Titanic.
Melvina, though. Sounds like Velveeta.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she turns, I think, 100 years old.
God bless her heart. Shoot.
It was 84 years.
I can still smell the fresh paint.
Oh, my God. We're doing it. We're doing it. This is good. This is good. Oh, man. I tell you what.
The tissues have never been used.
Oh, my gosh.
Gloria Stewart thing.
And she has the fucking diamond thing.
I watched it last night.
Yeah.
My mom and I are sitting there freaking crying at the end.
Dude, you can't help but cry at that movie because it's a great love story. And two, all them people died. And three, it's been 84 years.
I hate those kind of movies because you're like, maybe they'll live this time.
Yeah. I know. Well, Rose did.
Everything's going to be okay.
No, I think that the baker had the best idea by getting drunk. And did you know the man, you know how in the movie how they're going down in the second part?
He said going down.
He stepped off the that railing and they said he never even got his head wet.
Oh, wow. Oh,
no way. That's crazy. Did you say he never got his head wet?
His head, he would,
sorry.
Yeah, you know in the end how everybody's like on the rail?
Yeah, I do.
The ship's going down. Well, everybody else is like, hey, you're going to say it's so bad, but on their hands and knees hanging onto the rail.
That's what she said.
All he did is he stood up at the end and just like stepped off.
Opportunity, wow, man.
Crazy, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm sorry. I had to. That was opportunity. I had to. I fucking had to. Hold on a minute.
I hate your brother sometimes.
At least I got somebody laughing at me.
I was like, who is that?
It's the guys on my board. See, we got all sorts of sounds back. Before we had it, we had our original board, which I have hooked up to our new board. So now we have, like, a bunch of, like, really cool stuff. Like, you can really hear it now. Like, they're, thank you, thank you. I like to thank Jesus and the Academy, you know, and, like, stuff like embarrassed.
Is that new?
Like, no, these are all on here.
That goes with your head gun.
Oh, I don't remember some of them, like that gun
and
one.
Then,
I like that.
Oh, yeah, the gun. And then there's another one. Hold on a minute. Where is it?
You missed it. You used it a lot. I remember
this
that.
This is the Pink Panther. We're talking about the Titanic. Did it sink? Was it an iceberg or a UFO?
Was
you're about
it a
to
conspiracy?
Find out.
There
that's right.
There is a conspiracy theory is about there? It, though. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I guess
during the war or something. I don't know. But anyways, I guess there's a ship. I'll look it up here. And I'm going to knock you one.
Come on. I'm doing it for the conspiracy thing. It's awesome.
And everybody thought that.
It was 1912.
Picture it. Sicily.
Oh, shit. Hold on, wait, I got it. Picture it.
All right,
Sicily.
Serious.
1912.
God damn it.
All right.
She's
I'm sorry.
Quit soon.
All right. I'm bad. Go ahead. Go for it.
No, there was a ship that looked like it, right? And I didn't know if you know on the Titanic, those smokestacks, one of them is fake. So they had a ship that looked just like it. They're wondering if maybe they were trying to pull off getting money from the insurance company by, like, staging the whole accident. You know, but I don't think they kill all those people.
I was gonna
people.
Say, would you kill like 1,500
no,
people for insurance?
And you know
money?
What? They didn't even get the money.
Well,
of what Titanic was even worth.
I
they
was
didn't.
Say.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists would tell you that 9/11's an inside job.
Well, yeah.
So you tell me.
You said that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, we did.
But I mean, I can't prove it though.
Right.
But it seems plausible because I mean, there's governments that killed their own people. So who knows, man?
You don't.
You know, for the love of money is the root of all evil. So that's all I'll say about that.
I think so.
So anywho,
I like money.
I like money, but I don't love money.
Right.
You know, having it and being able to do what you need to do with it is like different than loving it.
I love what it can buy me.
That's exactly it. You know, they say, was it money can't buy you happiness, but it buys you a lot of things that make you happy.
You know, I used to tell mom, money can't buy you happiness, but you know what? I think it can keep you happy for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
It does.
You know, I think it's how you use
it. It keeps the worries away, which makes you happy.
Yes. Right. If you do it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You know,
if you don't just go blow it, you're fine.
Take care of your bills. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they paid off everything.
You've helped people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You made our lives better.
Dude,
you.
Yeah.
Really? You don't know. You probably wouldn't have a house right now.
And for that, I have to give you.
Oh, you guys don't have to.
We mean it. We do mean it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, you know, I wonder what they served for food on the Titanic.
I know. That's a good question.
There
like,
was a menu, actually.
Was
there?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. There was, like, it showed, like, a menu of their last night, what they could choose from.
Oh.
It was, like, filet mignon and
I love filet.
It looked really good.
Fuck yeah, dude. That is the bomb-ass shit. Just saying.
I'm trying
no, I'm
to
saying.
Find some stuff too.
Oh, yeah. I need to type up and look up some stuff too, I guess. Huh?
It says that they set sail on It says that it was launched on May 31st, 1911, I guess.
Oh, so it sailed before then.
No, but look, it says it's set sail on its maiden voyage from Southampton, okay?
Yeah.
On April 10th, 1912, with 2,240 passengers and crew on April 15th. And then after striking, obviously, the iceberg, you know, that it did broke apart and sank it. But that's interesting that I thought they launched it there, but it was actually launched like onto its maiden voyage from Southampton.
Oh, wow.
That's, you know, it was built
in Liverpool, England.
That's interesting, isn't it, though?
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. That I do know. It was built in Liverpool because they made out of that, was that English steel, man?
Mm-hmm.
Or the cast iron?
In the rivets?
The rivets were, like, not well made, from what has been said, I mean.
It was supposed to make it actually better, but they said that, do you remember, Nick, what it was, if they'd used a certain kind of steel or way to heat it up, that it may have, it would have made a difference,
I believe. I think they put too much carbon in the in the rivets, because if you do it, it makes the cast iron brittle.
That must be it.
You have to have a fine balance of carbon when you add it to the iron ore, because it'll make it weak. And you think you're making it stronger by adding carbon to it, because it's an essential element to making steel, but actually you're doing it a disservice by making it weaker, because the molecules are closer together, hence it makes it more brittle. And when they're more spread out, they're stronger.
Right.
So you have a fine balance.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, isn't it? It is.
It is. It really is. You know, and like the bow of that ship and everything. I mean, look how much time went into building that.
And the money.
Mm-hmm. And the money, you know? And the owners, you know, I mean, the White Star Line, I mean, come on. You know, anything's plausible, I guess. But I really believe that it was an accident, and that some people look too far into things sometimes, and that how could you have predicted an iceberg? But at the same time, like you told me yesterday, if they would have, when they saw the iceberg, if they just would have hit the gas and kicked it to the left, they would have missed it entirely.
And I guess that, I don't know the man's name, I'm sorry, I forget it, but he was, remember the newspaper man?
Yeah.
He's on there and he's telling the captain, hey, JJ, because it was the captain's last ever voyage. So his, you know, big last voyage was Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a jewel in your crown.
Yeah,
I guess the guy's like, they're only going on two boilers. That's it. And he goes, hey, let's kick it up to four and make it there early and surprise everybody.
Right.
He really bullied him into it. And they said if he'd never done that, that they would have been able, because they did reverse the, if you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
The, what are
the motor.
The propellers.
Yeah.
The propellers, and they tried to steer. But like you said, it's possible they could have went through it. They could have tried. Or they said that if they hadn't been going that speed, it was possible to turn.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the thing is when if you're watching the movie, when they stop the motor and they kick it in reverse, how if you watch all the steam pistons moving and all of a sudden they're moving slow, then they just lock up and go the other way. Dude, if that would have been a car, you'd have blown the motor.
I was wondering, about that.
But those, believe it or not, were made out of solid steel.
Oh, okay.
Because when you, or I think it was because I know like different types, I think the piston rods were made out of solid steel, so those wouldn't have broke like the you know, like the bow did, because it was made of cast with the rivets and whatnot. But the thing is like, I bet you if you went down there right now and you found the engine to that thing, that those rods are still intact.
Think so?
That's almost crazy. Guarantee they're still intact. Yeah. If not, they've been eaten away, but you still have a whole lot left, because it takes a long time for steel to corrode way down there. Cast iron will just, like, eat away after 100 years, which is pretty much what's going on. If they were to raise it, it would just fall apart.
Yeah.
Because of all the wood and everything, you would literally have to pick it up from the bow and hope it wasn't damaged.
Really, yeah. Mm-hmm. They said that when they have, you know, their little machine go down there and find objects, you'll find shoes, and not that it's sound morbid, but every time they find shoes, that means it was someone's, you know, body.
Sure.
Because of with the ocean and the pressure and the, you know, fish and the years.
Oh, yeah.
That's somebody's, you know, grave, really, you know.
It is. It's all their graves.
I'd never thought of it like that, because I was like, why are there shoes everywhere? And I think they kind of came to that a couple years ago. Like, I don't think I've ever really thought thought about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just thought, you're traveling, right? You bring different shoes,
right?
You know, and I think it's nuts. They found this one woman's doll, and they it was just the porcelain face.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that would have cracked all the way down?
It'd be
there?
Freaky to find that all the way down there.
Dude, I mean, that would be really wild, you know?
The pressure. Oh,
yeah.
Shit my pants.
Well, yeah, I bet you would.
Just the face looking at me.
Think of the pressure.
Like, oh, my God. I mean, that'd be freaky. How I mean, come? Think about it, you know? I saw National Geographic years ago when I was at the dentist, and it showed pictures of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. That was creepy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. The footage of it. It's very pretty haunting. Neat, though. It is very, very haunting.
It is. And when they show, like, all the rows of, like, the toilets that were on that ship and everything, you see all that. No, I'm serious. That's one of the pictures that stuck out with me.
I believe,
because they were all intact. And that National Geographic had the pictures that the gentleman who found the Titanic took.
Excuse me.
So, I mean, with that little submarine going down there checking everything out, and they found that shit by accident.
I know. Somebody's glasses.
You know what I mean?
The 80s? Yeah. I can't remember. Or was it before that?
It was like, I think the late 80s.
Was it?
Late 80s, early 90s. I know it was like, I think mid, wait a minute. It had to have been anywhere between 1985 and 1988, I think it was.
What a discovery, though. The find.
I think it was 86.
You know?
I think it was 86.
Now let's go find Amelia Earhart.
Right?
And I think she lived and crashed on that island.
I think so too.
Because you know they found bones on the island.
Oh yeah,
somebody
she
did.
Was
but
there, I think.
They said they found a body, like, say somebody had been there, lived for a while, and then this is years, obviously, and it's just a skeleton. Somebody put all the bones in a box and took it to them and said, "Look, I don't know if this is of, you know, some importance, but this was someone, you know." And apparently the what's that? That National Museum, the Smithsonian, had them, and then all of a sudden they disappeared.
Oh,
ooh.
Yes, and they still haven't been found.
God,
for real?
Wonder who took them.
I don't know, but that would be. I almost hit the fucking button. And I didn't do it.
What button?
Da-dun-da-dun.
Oh,
find out. It's a mystery on who took it. All we need now is the unsolved mysteries music, man.
You
maybe you can help. Oh my God! Yes.
I was thinking that before you even said that. I was like, you can solve the mystery.
Yeah, love it. That's Rachel. Acting cute. That was the button. It says acting cute.
Oh,
look at that.
Who is that?
What is this one?
I took Japanese over the weekend.
Oh,
gotcha. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. It said disdain on it. So.
Prima Samyang guy?
Oh, wait.
Go and spit that out.
I know. Important computers here.
Wait a minute. I got one. Let me do this. I have to do this. Just. I just want to do this to get this out of my system, okay? Ready? I'm Superfly Nikolai. This DJ Ray Ray and Triple A. All of us and Andy Rooney on the random task.
Andy Rooney?
You know, 60 minutes.
Oh! At least Andy
sorry,
Rooney.
I didn't get the thing. Or was his name Andy Rooney? Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
Rooney.
Rooney.
Yeah, the actor.
Rooney.
Oh.
No, not the actor.
Oh. 60 minutes.
That's Mickey Rooney.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are, but that's okay.
Don't agree.
Potato.
Thanks, guys.
Crows, what do you think?
Fucking all
right. I just want to make sure. No, anyways, I'm just teasing you. In all seriousness, though, like, give us some more information.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Call 1-866.
Maybe you can help solve a mystery. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. She's over here. Call
1-866.
Do it.
Get fucked.
Do it.
That's right. 1-800 steamers.
Oh my God. You are stupid. I love it. I don't mean that in that way. It's hilarious.
Sponsor us, dude. Well, what about the car one? What is that one?
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen this Manscaped commercial yet?
Wait a minute.
It's fucking hilarious.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
At first, I didn't understand because there's, like, these guys and then two bald-ass guys coming out of their crotch. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, what the fuck? So this guy is in the hot tub like this, and then two guys pop up between his legs, but they're both bald.
Ew.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I noticed, I'm like, oh, it says Manscaped. I get it now. It was showing them, like, the guys with the hair when they popped up, and then when they popped back up, they were bald.
Oh, shit.
So the guy would be standing up in a wedding. The guy was standing up in a wedding like this with the two boys between his legs. Like there was two like little peoples.
God.
And then you show them the hair and then the next time they had no hair. It's the funniest damn commercial, dude.
Oh my God, I'm going to look for that. I have to.
I don't know what. I think it's called Manscaped.
That's
but
awesome. That's funny.
Yep, it is. It's a male grooming company. So
that
it's like,
is nuts.
I don't know if you can YouTube
I've heard
this
of
shit.
The place.
Oh, dude, you can YouTube anything.
I was laughing so hard.
Like, for real. Yeah. You can YouTube anything.
It. I know.
I love it.
Okay, back to the Titanic.
Yeah. That sunk like the Titanic, didn't it? Hurt. Sorry.
So, Father Brown. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Me anything, y'all. You know how we go.
Yes, right. This is how we roll, man. Nope. This is how we do it. Friday night, and I feel all right. Sorry.
All right. How many people used to think you said the party's underwear?
It's on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I pick it up. And something about the keys
underwear.
To his truck.
It's designated driver.
Under there? Underwear.
I thought you said underwear.
Yeah.
What?
Underwear.
I was like, oh, underwear.
Change of underwear.
This makes sense as an adult.
I'm trying to find the date on when they found the
yes.
Titanic. Hold on.
Yeah,
I am
really.
Almost there. Okay, so after.
Then the candle went out.
Fuck. Wait, that's a fail, right?
All right. Went out.
Sorry, time's up. Gotta go. Well, I have no matches either. Fuck. Like, how did the candle light back up? Magic fingers.
Tell Ashley the story. She said you wish.
Right.
Fingers.
Oh my God.
Sure.
We are fucked in the head, man.
Yes.
But that's all right.
Cheers.
We're the Random Task, and you're listening to us. So you're
cheers
just as bad as
that.
We are. Cheers. Cheers to the beer and no damn tears. Right. Right.
No fear.
Right.
Rachie is here.
Cheers.
You drinking a beer?
Yeah.
I am.
That isn't even fair.
Do you want one?
I'm not on like
beer. I got
beer,
less upstairs. I got
dude,
wine.
I don't ever.
I got champagne.
Dude, I don't ever drink.
Wine.
She was like, you want a beer? I'm like, hell, I'll have a beer.
Food.
Fuck it.
You want some?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Do you want sweet?
Sweet.
Want
sour?
I got sangria.
Hey, here it is.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be
September
right back.
September 1st, 1985.
All right. We'll fill in here real quick.
It
thank
was
you.
Jean-Louis Michel and Robert Ballad found the Titanic.
Did they? Yes, they did.
September 1st, 1985.
Did it say how or were they looking for
well,
it?
What they were doing was they were like working with the government to
okay.
do like to find submarines, sunken
oh, okay.
submarine.
Got
well,
it.
They went out there and did their job and they had a little bit of extra time left. So they looked around to find the Titanic and they found it.
Wow, damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it? Could you imagine going, holy crap, we found the
that's
Titanic.
What they did. Because
shit.
They knew as soon as they found it, what was down there.
Could they claim it or not?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, money.
They're the ones who found it.
Money.
Anything that they had down there that they were financed to
wow.
go find it. So that means the person who financed them
yes.
got rich and they got rich.
You know what I love? That they have a museum and it's huge, dude. It's amazing. I think it's in Nevada, though, for some reason.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Why would
I'm wrong, but you know what? I'll find out on that one. You know?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That Zach, what's his name? Went there from Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, Zach Bagans.
Sorry, Bagans, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Went there. And they actually got a lot of activity as well.
Oh, I bet.
Yes. Because, I mean, I think objects can hold energy. Why not?
Well,
you
of
know?
Course they can.
Not
I mean,
to sound
think
crazy
about it.
Or nothing,
it's all residual, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
dude.
This desk right here.
Yeah.
100 years from now, our energy that we have in this room right now is
yep.
going to be in this desk.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if something funny happens down here or whatever, who's to say it's residual? Or
right.
you hear like that or whatever.
Oh, shit, tapping.
Dude,
shit.
Think about it.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Anything's possible, dude. So it's all good.
Thank you, girl. Shoot.
Fucking winos.
Thank you.
Says the guy drinking a beer.
Hey, I could definitely use it.
Dude, I don't ever drink, man, but I just was in the mood for a beer.
I don't really eat a lot either.
I was so fucked up Friday.
Dude, you were fucking hammered.
I was.
I didn't even notice.
You didn't?
I noticed.
After the ceremony, I just started pounding back the champagne. It just tasted so good.
You handled it well.
Dude.
Because you weren't.
She's a wino, man. She's got it.
Yeah,
she's a professional.
I'm a classy wino.
You're class A alky.
I thought you did great.
I was so like, Marty, I think Marty left about 9. I was like, oh. fuck, I am so fucked up right
dude,
now.
Dude, you were fucking hammered like.
Well, you know, I got to enjoy the first wedding a little bit, but this one I can really enjoy.
Oh, you cut loose.
Because I'm already home. I'm not going anywhere.
Right?
Yeah, hell right. Yeah.
You
why
know,
not?
And the thing, too, about all that is like, you know, you got to be around everybody you wanted to be around.
Yes, and that helps.
This is like
it does, big time. Wedding. It does. So, again, round of applause to you guys being married. I really think it's cool, and I'm glad I got to be there part of it. And the sandwiches, I ate them fucking sandwiches for days.
Good, I'm glad.
Oh my God. I love Jimmy John's. That gave me the calories I needed. Giggity.
I have a question. Did you accidentally send all the sandwiches?
Sorry.
No, it was not an accident. I said take them home to your family.
Oh, we thought you had some left.
No, I had like 12 left for us.
Dude, I ate 6 of them bitches that night.
Dude, and then more
in the
morning.
We finally just got into them Sunday, and we ate the rest of them Sunday.
The kids ate, like,
I think,
all
well, you guys
them.
Got a lot of people in your house. I'm like, here, take them with you.
I had a couple. Yeah, shoot.
I had more than a couple.
And all that fruit, too. I was like, take the fruit, take the
fruit.
Girl,
I'm enjoying the fruit.
But then
I love
it. Got fucked up, so I'm fucked up Friday. I go look for the fruit. I'm like, I'm going to freeze it. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I gave it to Crystal.
But those sandwiches, though, man, I'm telling you what. Dude, I was killing them. I think, wait a minute. No, the first night, that night Friday, I think I ate like 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like 6.
But they're so small. It's really,
they're good,
it's really
though.
To them, so
they're okay. Full of calories and just fucking good Jimmy John's Freaky Fast delivery type stuff.
I just love their sandwiches.
Oh, no, yeah.
And they were so wonderful to do the catering. I mean, he was so good to me, and he was just so easy, made everything easy. It just.
That's what I told Mom. We're going to use them because you know what? We've had Subway cater, and their stuff comes so soggy.
It sinks like the Titanic.
Know? These sandwiches. Like a day later, we're still like they just come right out of the store. They were perfect.
They
dude.
Were
they,
still, yeah.
The Jimmy John's were still good, yes.
Dude, they were too. Like
they
the bread
fine.
Was fresh
oh,
and
I know. It
was
so good. I think they must have made them that morning.
Oh,
they had
yeah.
to. Like I was like, damn. The turkey ones was my favorite. I really
yeah,
liked
I
like
the turkey.
I'm
I didn't
not
even
really a turkey person either. It's a funny thing.
I didn't discriminate. I ate them all.
I didn't.
Equal like, opportunity sandwiches.
Yeah, like. Six. He had 6 here too, didn't you?
Yeah,
night?
No, I had 4.
Oh, that's
four.
Okay. I'm glad somebody's eating.
Dude, I had like 10 of them fucking sandwiches. I was a fatty. Like for real, I was a fatty. I was all like, oh God. You know.
I love never the know picture it. Of you and Bella in the kitchen. It looks like you're doing shots with my daughter, Nick.
Dude.
There's a picture. She's going like this. And you're going, I'm like, oh, my God. Is she doing shots with Uncle Nick?
Yes. Yes, she was. No, she wasn't.
I was laughing.
I was drinking Black Velvet. I never had Black Velvet.
Here's the thing. So I bought that for my mom and Scott. My mom was like, oh, my God. How much did he fucking drink? Because like. My mom and Scotty
I only had one drink of it.
I know, but I was like, well, Nick was drinking it too. She's like, oh my God, thank God. She's like, I thought we plowed through that.
No, they did.
I was like, oh my God, I was laughing.
That's they did.
So funny.
Because I had one drink and I put like, I grabbed one of them little glasses and I had some ice in it and I put about that much whiskey in it.
Okay,
and so that was all I had though.
Like
right.
Pretty much.
I was going
I mixed
to,
it with Dr. Pepper. I called it the Velvet Pepper.
I was going to, but I was on
you
meds
and your mom in the
night.
Kitchen was really cute.
Yeah.
Man, I look like such a goof.
I know. You look like you're having fun. Like,
dude, I was all like, you know.
No.
I look like a fucking glowworm. Seriously.
But they're cute, so that's good. So
not this glowworm.
Glowworms are adorable. Remember those?
Gosh, man. I tell you what. I appreciate everything. I do. I really do. But, yeah, I looked like a total dweeb.
I wish so during the ceremony.
No.
You know.
I wish I would turn on the fan and shut the goddamn blinds. Because it was so hot. And I couldn't even.
We
so
should
I'm
have
trying
music.
To, I'm squinting. I could not see Tim. I'm like, I know he's here. I promise.
Right?
You know, if I would have thought about it ahead of time, I would have learned how to play something on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. That
and
great.
Played it for y'all.
Maybe our next one.
If music. You renew your vows, I'll do it.
No, this was a vow renew.
You never know. I think
pretty much. Well, this was a reunion of vows.
He doesn't find it funny when I say it a third time.
Third time's
it's a charm.
Charm.
It's a charm, baby.
What do you think, guys?
He doesn't find it funny when I'm like, so what do you want to do for our next one?
Yeah,
right?
Every anniversary.
Have a band. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. You know, like
it's
they do
totally,
on the
so during
old
the
school.
It totally got to me during the ceremony. And everybody I've talked to said they almost choked up and lost it, too.
I had tears
I did.
Going,
so,
dude, and I'm
I
like,
did.
Tim almost lost it.
He was crying. I heard him.
He choked up, and I was like, motherfucker, I'm going to start crying too.
You started looking like
this. I know. Yeah. I was like, oh no, he's going to lose it. I will lose it. My mom was like, I saw that. She's like, if Tim was going to lose it, I was about to lose it. Like, Marnie said the same thing.
I'm like, don't lose it. Don't lose it. I'm going to lose it.
Was going to lose it. Cry with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. He's like, oh.
Yeah, I heard. I did.
You can feel it.
Hear
it,
like, in his voice. Like, love, oh no, he's breaking.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew. I heard him. I was like, there he goes.
That's
do it.
I
do it.
I start giggling. I'm like, oh my god. Aww. If I don't start giggling, I'm gonna cry.
Right.
Or you cry and giggle at the same time.
Well, I kind of started giggling. I've done that. For better, for worse. And,
you did too.
Was, like, for Richard's report, and I was like, oh my god, don't laugh about these.
In sickness and in health, till
the
death
only
do us part.
We have not experienced it is in sickness and health.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude,
so, like,
it sounds like
all.
It almost sounded like he said steel instead of you know what I'm saying. And I was cracking up. I went
steel.
It was what was it? He said something. To, it was something in the vows he said. But if you listen to what he said, it almost sounded like he's choking up a little bit. So instead of saying the word he meant to say, it sounded like steel.
Oh,
like
he
was
gonna
steals. And I was I was sitting there. I went.
I loved it. Aww. When he's like, short sentences, please.
He did
yeah,
too.
Right?
Even Bella was laughing about that.
Short
like,
and sweet. I want to get to the consummation.
I'm glad you said that, because during the first one, I couldn't remember what to repeat. He kept having to repeat it.
Yeah, that's
it,
so nerve-wracking.
So,
you were like,
I feel like this one I was more nervous because everybody was staring at us.
Yep. And they're real close.
Like,
dude,
usually
it was
fun. You're turned away from the audience, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, just to put this on the podcast, I love your parents, man. And your aunt, she's fucking awesome, dude.
I have a
dude.
Great family.
Girl,
dude, you do.
Your
they
aunt.
They are awesome. She's the bomb.
I love her. I want to adopt her,
with her.
As
my,
an aunt.
She's my fun one to travel
you know
with.
She got a hold of me on Messenger.
Aww. I saw that you guys were Facebook buddies now.
Aww. Yeah. And like, she asked me to make some music for her mom.
Aww.
Or something
for Granny.
Yeah, for some ambient music.
Aww.
And so I'm working on it.
I bet your grandma
she's
like that.
Very very sweet. She's so nice, and we talked a lot.
Yeah, she's super smart.
I'd
and did a lot of cool
aunt.
Shit.
We don't have just, any, you know.
Right.
Our aunt passed away and we didn't know her well.
Yeah, we have a small
but,
family.
Like, I totally want to adopt her, dude. Like, for real. She's great. She
I want to nestle her up and take her home.
I know.
Like,
your
auntie.
Family is great. Your old family.
Could
yeah.
you make me some Nesquik? You know.
Tim's dad is so sweet.
He was cool.
Know?
Well, he was nice to me.
I was talking about, like, fishing.
But
and
Scott,
stuff.
Scott's cool as shit.
Yes,
I like him.
I like him.
I like
I
him.
Love Scotty. He's
He's
so
great.
Funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, Scotty.
Scotty.
Yeah.
He was Scotty.
Talking to
Captain,
me
she's
too.
Breaking up. We can't hold up much longer.
I'm glad my mom finally got her family man that she deserves.
Oh, yeah. Your mom's a sweetie,
Scotty's
too.
A really good
dad's name's
guy.
Scott, too.
My stepdad.
Oh, that's so funny.
My real dad was Brad at the...
A Scott and a Scott.
So...
Was your real dad
that.
There?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I met him. Yeah.
The little short guy who was
yeah.
like fishing, probably.
Oh,
yes.
He looks
okay.
just like me.
Yes, but you know what, though? He's really, your whole family's just
yeah.
amazing,
I didn't
man.
Know.
I was laughing
yes.
so hard when you got that picture of my mom and my stepmom sitting together. I'm
yes.
like, do you know how many years it took for that?
Aww.
For that to happen.
I was like,
at least
oh,
did.
My God. My
well,
mom's like, Bob, look at this on their cell phone. I'm like, I asked Nick,
wow.
I'm like, I said, Nick, have I been drinking too much? Or is this for real?
Mike, this is real.
Right? Or is
he
there
got
a
the
gas
lamp? For me so I remember tomorrow.
I did, and I sent it to her. I was like, that's proof.
I know. I was like, is this really happening?
I love
am
it.
I too
it's wanted? Happening.
I have a bunch, but they're from, like, you know, I'm from the side, which is the problem. That was, like, right in front of you in the middle, dude. It would have been perfect. But I have some that are real sweet, you know.
The lady who was, like, given the, you know, the...
Oh, Pastor mm-hmm. Ray?
Yeah, her. Yeah, she...
I like her.
Like, she was, like, in the way of my, like, camera ability, which
aww.
Is fine. It's fine, because I got what I wanted. You know what I mean? And so it worked
it
out nicely.
Hard, though, yeah.
It did, but
do you have a
really
video?
Good choice, though.
Did you take a video?
Yes, I did.
You
know, there
it?
Was there yeah. was one thing I do want to share that
it's
I recorded
just from the side, though,
that
like
this, I thought
this
was
that's
really
okay.
really.
I thought everybody's got their
wait,
phones up. I've
been
answering
wait,
pictures.
Okay.
No one's responded.
This was really sweet, and I did this because I wanted to because yes. it resonated. Okay, this is about when she talks about God's love.
Oh,
and ready.
Rejoice in unrighteousness.
It's almost
but
done.
Rejoices with the truth. For love bears all things.
That it does.
Believes all things. hopes all things, and endures all things.
I hear cameras going.
All, yeah.
That's why I got that, because it's so true.
It is true.
I liked her, actually.
I loved her. Yeah. I was really blown away he came to me about a woman, because, like, the first one, he's like,
yeah.
No, I'm not going to have a woman. You know, that mentality. Yeah. I was like, you want a woman to fishy? I'm like, I'm on board with it.
Right.
He's like, why not? I was like, okay, this is maybe, a different thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. I thought it was more personal, actually.
Yeah, it was very personal.
I liked her. If I ever find a man again, like,
I'm glad we didn't do the courthouse. I was glad it worked out.
Yeah, that's where I originally got married. And, you know, because we were younger. But then, like, it was, we got married, it was in, like, April. It was about right now, almost. It was the 24th. But anyway, in December of that year, we did a wedding on Nick's birthday, actually. It was December 28th.
Very cool.
And,
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, my brother, and my sister, sorry, his wife, my sister had somebody. Like, the whole family got together, and where was it we had my wedding?
A Country Cove?
Yeah, at this country
Riverside.
Place in Riverside. And all you can imagine is, like, this big open room. It's painted.
It's like a ballroom.
And it's, yes.
Oh, nice.
And, well, it's not, it wasn't.
It's not, it's like a hall where you could have parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, it should be like a VFW, but dude, we turned that room into, I'll find pictures and show you.
It was
you
a party,
You would never
man.
Recognize it. You wouldn't.
We got fucked up.
I got candelabras, dude.
Wow.
That, you know, the big ones that go like this.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Big
too, yeah.
Joe's credit card that got
I
a
bet.
Big
I remember those well. I
went around that night and I grabbed the camcorder and I asked everybody, do you have any words of wisdom for the bride and groom? And little did I know that that's actually a thing you do.
Oh, it is?
At weddings. Oh, yeah. I just had a feeling to do it, so I did it.
Cool.
But I got my grandfather drunk as shit that night.
No,
it was great.
Her wedding.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, where's the video?
Remember I told you Joe?
It's somewhere in the back.
Joe got grandpa drunk, too. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Joe handed him his first beer, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. So he had two people handing him beers.
That's fun.
Dude, he slammed the first one with me. Yeah, I got my grandpa fucking annihilated.
He came, though. He was more of a homebody once he got older.
That's cool that
he showed up in his cute little suit.
Leisure suit.
He looked like he was like going to the disco.
You know, and when Grandpa passed away, I wore that suit for him, too. He asked me to.
He wanted to be buried in it before, but then he wanted Nick to have it because it was special, you know?
Yep, and I love that suit. That suit was legit. Like, it was beautiful. It's tan with the white shirt. It's somewhere.
You should put it on first. It's a good
one. It's probably just packed away.
It's probably packed away somewhere. But I'm telling you what, man, that thing was dope.
Keep it safe. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's the first suit I ever owned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa used to dress for work every day, you know? And he was an office job, so he'd have the suit.
Okay.
That was him. The Hunnick.
Oh, yeah.
Comb his hair back and... He always looked nice. Even when
he was sick, man. He was dapper.
You know? We used to joke and call him
per se.
Hippie. Because he would start growing his beard out a little more like Santa. Like
and him and Grandma grew weed, man.
He used to let me braid his hair.
Back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't long as here, but he had a widow's peak like Nick.
Oh, that's where I get it. I'm the only one in the family that's got it.
Yeah. Grandpa's was
Thank
even
you, Grandpa.
More prominent, you know?
That's funny.
Big time. Oh, yeah.
Pure
man.
White hair. Beautiful white hair.
I'm really surprised I'm not, like, you know, looking old as fuck already.
I'm getting white eyebrow hairs. I've been having the pluck. I noticed that before she colored my hair.
The beauties of getting old on the random
my
task.
My first couple white hairs. I'm like, shit.
Your first one. Yeah.
And now for our sponsor.
My sister started
Welcome
getting
hers.
Welcome
to the old bitch club.
Right?
Not only. I do the hair color for men, but I'm also a client.
How about the OBC club? The old bitch club.
ODB, old dirty bastard.
Dirty bastard.
I had to.
I love that naked idea. The old dirty bastard club for the guys. You know?
Oh my God, that's great.
That's good, Nick. That's good. Man.
ODB. And the LBC was Snoop D-O double G.
They're the OGs.
And the CPT.
Baby, I got your money.
Don't worry, say hey. Right?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what it's all about.
Many memories that we're not going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. too low down. Going crazy. Death Row is a label that pays me. Unfadable, so don't try to bait me. Now back to the story at hand. That's all I really know.
You know, hell yeah, dude.
Leave my impression, Phil. You know, Dr. Dre is awesome, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love him too. I did too.
Or like Notorious B.I.G. It's 5:46 in the morning. I'm yawning.
Warning.
Warning. Yes.
I love this song.
Dude, that should be like our theme
the fuck
song.
Is this page of me?
That's right. Going down to the barber shop. You know.
Is it the gambling song?
Spot? That's it. The gambling spot. Yes. Oh fuck yeah! Cheers to you. Bam. Ding.
I told you I'm gangster.
Here's one picture.
Oh shit!
Little Rachel.
It's 5:46 in the morning. I'm yawning.
Yeah, they should look so good with
the
photos.
I like the video of the cats when they're doing that shit on the line. Shit is great, dude. And it has the big fat cat with like the fucking gold chain and shit. Like, the cat's fat.
I've been trying to figure out how to jack that video for the Random Task podcast.
You said jack.
Yes.
But I can't. Right. There's gotta be a way to get it.
What you do is do a screen recording.
Oh, snap, yeah.
Motherfucker, where have you been?
Oh, I know, right?
A phone call away.
I swear I'm smart.
Can I get a little more?
Just like Bell South or even Bell Phone Systems, reach out and touch someone. Not literally. You might get in jail.
I'm in the song.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Dude, I was singing that the other day. Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
Oh, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Who knows?
I thought you had a hand in it.
Well, you know, I. Well, you know. Anywho's.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always a hand up or a hand out or a hand there or a hand here, whatever.
Oh, Lord.
All I know is you
call it a handy, right?
All hands on dick. I mean, deck.
Oh, all hands on dick. Shut up, Babeth, before I kick your ass.
Is it in the movie Down Periscope, I think?
It is, Chelsea Grammer.
He's like, all hands on dick. I mean, dick.
Damn it. Fuck.
My Lord.
Oh,
crack
me
up.
That's funny.
Dude, I tell you what. You know, I was watching a video the other day of Steve Martin going through his archives, and he was talking about John Candy and about how great of a friend John Candy was, and they read a line that was from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and how they only used like part of the speech that was written, but that it was so convincing that Steve Martin got emotional then.
Wow.
And then when he was putting it back after he read it, he got emotional right there. And he misses his friend. And he misses John, man. He does. Well, think about this. I'm 43. Yeah. John Candy died when he was 43.
Oh, wow. Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was in his 50s.
No, he was 43 years old.
He was young.
I am the same age John Candy was when he died.
Oh.
Wow, man.
Last year, I was the same age as Elvis Presley when he died.
Damn. Wow. He looks so much older than that.
And somehow.
Heavier, you know?
Somehow I survived.
Amen.
It's all for a higher purpose, man. I'm telling you.
Amen.
It is. Amen to that. Because I tell you what, blessings, man. That shit, when it happens all at once and so unexpected. It's like the greatest feeling in the whole wide world, man. I tell you what. I mean, there may be people out there that don't believe in God or whatever. And that's fine. That's your quarrel with him.
Right.
Not mine. And I don't knock you for it. That's cool. But I do. And I tell you, when it happens, it's righteous, man. It is. That's all there is to it. I mean, hey. And you guys know what I mean. I know what I mean. And that's all that needs to be known. So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
What does he mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'm awake and speak English. I think I know what you're saying.
Know what I mean, Vern?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Vern. Oh, my God. Ernest was the shit, too, man. Oh, my God. Ernest was cool as hell.
Take a drink.
Oh, yeah.
There, perfect.
Hey, give it back to your brother.
You want me to keep
going
or what?
Nick over there. Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Motherfuckers. Boop, boop. Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have a sensor.
I'll turn down cute.
I looked at pictures of us during the wedding that she took of our podcast crew.
I thought that was actually
cool.
Really good.
I posted those. I was like, oh.
Good. I saw that and I liked it too. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't know if anybody else would like it. Listening
I
people.
I first liked it myself. I did.
Aww.
That's a mom.
I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, I got my crew in here.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm a family man too.
Oh, dude. You know, and the thing of it is everybody in there felt like family. You know what I mean?
There was one picture. He's laughing. I did not post it. I got to find it.
Of who? Me?
It looks like you're looking down my dress.
Woo!
you're like going like this and you're smiling. I laughed so hard. I showed him, like, look at this. He's like,
that's funny. If you could have put something cartoon,
but I didn't
out,
have a bra. In his defense, I wasn't wearing a bra, so I probably was popping out. And he probably did get an eye full.
Although I'm short too, though. So.
The look on Nick's face, like,
dude. And the thing like, of it is like,
no.
I know you weren't even thinking about it.
No,
like,
not
no
even,
I
man.
It was just how the camera was caught. It was just funny.
That's
just laughing hysterically.
That pictures can like misconstrue shit, dude.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know. That's why I was like, I'm not gonna post this one,
right? Because somebody would be like, you know, and you're like,
right?
It's yeah, you know.
It's just funny looking. Oh
sure. Well, if you can find it, send it to me.
I
want to check it out.
Funny as fuck.
That is good.
Because, you know, like, like when kids
she
are teaching,
taking so many pictures at one time, you know, like,
oh, sure, yes. Yeah, it's like, just momentarily, right? Oh yeah, you know, like when kids are teenagers and stuff, and they do say hand things, but like as the older I got, the more I've realized that like I'm a modest individual. Like I can like look a lady in the eyes, but I'm not gonna go and check her body out or nothing like that. That's just not my gig. You know what I mean? I mean, granted, it is a good whatever. You know, because it's a natural thing that people do. Guys do it. Girls do it. Whatever. But like, I just me. I'm good. Like, I mean, I'm. I got somebody, and I'm good, man. You know what I mean? That's all I need.
Yeah, the little lighter.
Yes, I do.
I was going to say nothing.
No, I didn't think so. But, you know, at the end of all this, I have a little phrase I'm going to do just for that. So, and you'll hear it, and it's really nice.
Mary Jane. And she lives
in
Wisconsin.
That's code name. No, not really. But let's just.
I'm joking.
We'll keep it cool. Anywho.
You got to come up with a nickname for her.
Well, I've got one.
Mary Jane.
Oh, baby.
Mary Jane.
I can't be over here like, so how's old baby?
Oh, yeah. Old baby's good. That's my
word. Baby's brains? Just kidding. I'm joking. Sorry, that was wrong. Shoot. Sorry, old baby.
You're what fucking hilarious.
Zelda.
You're lucky she listens to this.
I know.
What's Zelda? What's the princess in Zelda?
Zelda.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Zelda was the dude.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I did.
No. The answer you're looking for is, who is Link? Sorry, you got the answer wrong.
Link is the dude?
Yes, and Zelda's the princess.
Zelda.
And by the way,
wow, yeah, you
your answer must be in the form of a question, but thank
suck,
you for playing.
Dude.
What is Zelda?
Correct.
I know the game, but I've never
what
played
is,
it.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Or, yes. All right. Giggity goo.
You know what time it is.
That's right. Oh, what is this? Keep rolling. Oh my God, we're so ADHD. Cheers!
I know.
Wait.
We should drink more option on the air.
Oh my God, that's the first time I've had a beer in forever.
Told you.
Can't wait till 420. I'm just kidding.
Oh, motherfucker.
Or 419.
Dude, 419 and a half.
We didn't miss it yet.
0.5. 0.5.
419, baby.
We gotta have it 419.51. That way it's technically 420. You round up.
Oh, you should hear all of our thoughts then.
Right. I weighed the bag a little heavy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shit. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Do a live
say,
one.
Man, you got a joint.
We could do a live one then.
Not
on
the
why.
My
lot cooler if
tower.
You did. That's right. That's what I like about them high school girls, man. I get older, they
God
stay the same
age.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Dude, that's dazed and confused, man.
Scare me. I just watched that not that long
ago.
I know,
me too.
I want my mom to watch it.
Tickets.
Yes. Oh, man.
You better sign that paper there, son. The people you're hanging around, they're a bad influence.
I forgot about that coach.
Don't you forget about your commitment to your team.
Randy
and whatever
Floyd?
The fuck.
What's his name? Randy Floyd?
Floyd. Floyd. Don't you forget about your commitment to that team. You're like, I understand you're out running around by the pool, getting a little muff.
No,
but no, seriously,
around.
Though, chasing the muff around.
Like,
but seriously, you got to sign the paper.
I love that dream of the Abe Lincoln.
I know, man. It's like every time George Washington would come home, his wife Martha was a hip lady. Always had a big fat bowl waiting for
my
him.
My all-time favorite is the guy's like, I just want to dance.
I just want to dance. We're here to do two things, kick some ass and drink some beer, and we're about out of beer. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to do the laughter. There we go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
School's out.
For suburb. We are so ADHD. I swear to God.
Well, we're going Dazed and Confused, so I just thought we were going to.
Alcohol helps.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this is great. But yeah, Dazed, that's like one of those pinnacle movies. Too. You ever seen the movie Old School?
Oh, hell yeah.
That movie's fucking Mitch Palooza, man. That's all I'm going to say. Fucking Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn in that is fucking hilarious. Oh, yes. Oh my God. I mean,
100%.
Cheers, motherfuckers.
Cheers.
I love some Vince Vaughn.
All right. That's right. That and you ever seen like the show Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Where he's like, say my name. You're Heisenberg. You're goddamn right.
There we go,
Mako. We had those kind of science teachers back in the day.
Dude, I tell you what. If we had a teacher, oh my God. I'd have been like an entrepreneur in a fucking RV in the middle of the Nevada desert. Oh, cooking God. Crystal meth amphetamines. Oh, it's no. Sky blue.
Oh no.
Not really. I'm just bullshitting right. for, you know, thank likes God. And comments and fucking people going irate and Karen's going, you shouldn't be doing that. You know?
Right. Probably not.
Fuckers. I tell you what, man. Ruined my day and my business. You know.
Are we going to get props to Uncle Jesse?
Uncle Jesse.
From the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, dude. He had.
Yeah. Yep.
And Daisy Duke. Giggity.
Oh, yeah. Who is it that just died we were talking about?
Joe.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
That was O.J. O.J. Oh. did that. The juice is loose. Literally.
The juice died.
The juice is. Hey, and like Beatles, you said, the juice is loose.
I had no idea. And I read something about him, but I never finished. I think my mom came in. And
he's a killer.
And she had some bags, so I grabbed the bag.
Died a long time ago.
I know. If he did kill her, like. That's shit,
just horrible.
Dude,
he got away with it and had a full life, basically.
I know.
Well, he wrote the book.
I know, and then he like basically confessed everything.
Well, the thing is because you can't try him for double jeopardy. So that was pretty much an open confession.
That's so sick.
I did it. Motherfucker, you did it.
Was he still in prison when he died?
Because
he went to prison.
No, he got released because of the cancer.
Yeah.
Fucker.
I know, like, the cancer released him, though, but yet it didn't, if you think about it.
The juice is loose.
You know?
Just saying.
Hopefully he can make things right with God.
Dude, I tell you
what. Yeah, with Nicole, and you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
he's right there with he's right there with Johnny Cochran,
sorry,
dude.
Sorry, I see him when I killed you, baby.
When you pass. You
do
know?
You forgive me?
Maybe she has that forgiveness in her heart, you know?
Fuck
not
that. I would
back.
Not have forgiveness in my heart after that.
But what if you can't go to the other side, girl, and you're stuck, you know, ghost, like, here?
Oh, I'm gonna make the motherfucker
that
suffer.
Suck, dude. That
I'm gonna make the bitch suffer for killing me. Oh, we're gonna be in purgatory man. Forever together.
Oh,
dude,
fuck.
Johnny
no,
Cochran
no, no.
is there with him.
I think it's time to go.
See, the devil or Lucifer, he's going to be down there going,
no.
Oh, so once upon a time I read here in my archives that you said if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Bend over, bitch, because the glove's going to fit.
I got lube.
Oh, dude, he's got a pineapple, man, for him.
You know, I don't think the glove has to fit. Look, it covered up.
It covered up the fingerprints. That's
what
it.
Needed.
I know.
That's called common
stupid.
Fucking sense.
That's just my 2 cents. But you know, Nick and I were talking about it yesterday. I said I still remember all this.
Oh
and
yeah,
stuff
dude.
Stuff about Nancy Kerrigan. Remember that?
Tanya Harding.
Oh, Tanya Harding, oh, yeah. The bitch that ruined her career.
Remember when
fuck.
David Koresh at the Branch Davidian compound went down when the government went in and killed all them fuckers?
That's
yeah,
nuts.
Dude. That was a trip, dude.
That's
that was
the Kool Aid one, right? Or not?
No, that's Jim Jones.
Oh, okay.
That's Jonestown.
That's fucked up.
He was like, the government coming in to take my baby. You know.
Babies.
Them too. We're doing a drill for the Kool-Aid. We got cherry and blue flavor. Blue's a fruit.
You got more?
Yeah,
oh, you fucking winos.
Why not? Shoot. It's good.
I know. It's not bad for...
It's like the one I had at my wedding. Just about like it.
It's sangria. So
I
was like,
yeah,
don't pack the sangria. Like I ain't got no crystal ball.
No,
if I had $1 million, I'd spend it all.
Remember Step Brothers sangria? Do you want
sangria? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, boats and hoes. Wait. Gotta get
you
more boats and hoes.
I mean,
the Pinta, the Santa Maria. I'm drinking sangria. Wait, what is that? Do you in the bottom? Well, I'm drinking
sangria.
Nachos and lemon heads in my dad's boat. That's right. You'll never go down because my dick can float. Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. It's like, what is it? A deadliest catch without the crabs. Running out of gas. Call the A-Rabs.
Oh, my God. I wish
call
I
me Jack. Pirates
yeah.
Didn't call me Jack Sparrow because I got the flesh arrow. Boats and hoes. It's the male Mariah Carey, y'all. Give it up. Prestige worldwide.
Prestige.
Oh, dude. You know, oh my god.
It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer.
It is a fucking Catalina wine mixer, motherfucker.
Did you try?
Hell yeah.
Did you try the stuff we got you?
Not yet. I was very surprised to see it was from you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We wanted to get you fucked up.
No, I was like, I go, I bet you like it.
What, this can't be from the Emmanuels. Like, yeah, wait, damn it. I was like, whoa.
It's either alcohol or weed.
You guys did great.
Just saying.
Yeah, mom and I saw that. I go, you know what?
Thank you so much for that.
Hell of a way to consummate the marriage.
Yeah, that's what I said. You guys have a shot.
We're not even talking about that.
Take a shot. Giggity. Take your clothes off.
We were so fucked up we could not finish.
Whiskey dick.
Like 3 hours. No, 3 hours later.
Damn.
I was like, well, I thought we were going to kill
each
other.
It's a record.
We were going to kill each other. Thank God the kids were home.
Right?
Oh, I thought they left.
Damn,
they
girl.
Did. They went to my mom's hotel. But we were so fucking drunk we couldn't.
It's like,
I know.
Come on.
But it was so fucking crazy.
You, got hotel,
you guys got crunked up, man.
It was crazy. I was like, you want to do something naughty? You want to go to the living room?
Then we're going to go to the kitchen on the new counters.
Naked everywhere.
New table.
Yes.
New table. I was like, I'm going to
Wait. Turn on the dishwasher.
Oh, hell yeah. The vibration.
Quiet,
the washer and dryer. That was me and Joe, dude. Everywhere.
I was like, oh my god.
It switches cycles. Wait a minute. Oh, now we'll go downstairs to the washing machine.
I was like, I got the next day, like, my shoulders hurt so bad. I think it was from him, like, gripping me like.
Yep. Using muscles you haven't used in a while. And I'm a horseback riding.
It was crazy. It was insane. Giggity. I was like, we didn't do it on our first wedding night, but we made up for it 20 years later.
Yeah, fucking oh hey, yada, man. Yada.
It was epic.
I'm just happy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I really am.
She got laid.
We consummated the motherfucker.
They consummated the shit out of
you. You should have broken the new carpeting. She's like, nah. Rug burns on your ass or something. I don't know.
Did in a sort of way, but
well, there you go.
Lay a blanket down.
But more of the counter and the dishwasher thing. I could see that. Be like, turn it up next time. Turn it on the scrub cycle.
scrubbing
those pots and pans with new Cascade.
The counter. You gotta get something to stand on.
That's fucking
great. Up high,
you know. You
want
me to get a 5 gallon bucket?
Can you reach up there? Yes, I can. And get some Granny Smith apples.
Just a minute. And some sugar cubes.
Oh, fuck that.
That's so wrong with great. Oh, God.
Dude, I'm telling you what. This is awesome.
Oh, God. This is so crazy.
Dude, I tell you what, man. If a similar situation was to happen, I'd expect you to seriously fuck with me, okay? Seriously. Yeah. Just know that this is going to come back around. And
yes,
I'm prepared.
Oh, you better be prepared.
Because I'll have details and stories for you.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I'll tell you if it's true or not. It's all true.
Oh, God.
Once upon a time, we turned on the dishwasher and went on scrub cycle. And then I got out the Roomba, and it kept bumping me and my nads. So I had to turn it off and put it back in its base. And then we went downstairs to the washing machine, and we put it on spin cycle. All this and more in the Mother's Helper Sex Guide.
We should write
a 2-volume series.
What? We should write that book. You should.
I can think it's poor Fred upstairs.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't know he was watching.
He was with those Google AIs on it. He was watching.
My poor Roomba. Oh my God, maybe there's a video. I don't know.
Fuck no. And he's all like, thunk,
I had one too. I don't know what ever happened to it, but
it runs into
you
your
have
ass.
A video?
Yeah.
We got really quiet.
My parents had this great video camera. It's like $1,000, dude. Oh. It was back in the day. Didn't I love that video camera? I used it for photography, all that.
Pornography.
And only with, you know, my ex-husband.
Well, you know.
Dude totally did that. And then, like, misplaced the fucking thing.
He sold it to fucking xvideos.com.
If that ever pops up, dude, like, this one I had.
You'll hear me screaming.
I had a shape then, dude.
I've never had sex again.
I had lingerie, like, all that.
The Audi will become an innie.
Oh, my God.
sorry.
Now, if it looked like now, I mean,
oh, oh, this is all for entertainment purposes only.
I would pay not to watch.
What's the title of your movie? That.
Dude, they need to pay you.
If it had a title, what would it be?
Let's see. One Night in
Bangkok. Ashley and the Beast.
It was upstairs in like a storage room, so it wasn't at Mommy Don't House.
A Trip to the Attic.
Yes!
A light in the attic. There you go.
A night. No.
A sidewalk ended.
No, a night in the attic.
Oh my God! Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of some of the storage.
Fuck.
A fight in the attic.
I'm gonna put my junk in your storage bin.
That was at Rami Donald's with the other boyfriend.
God damn.
No, I've told my story. That too?
You might as well have went out to the gardening shed.
It was a boyfriend I took with me, and we went into the, remember I told you I could jimmy the lock with a credit card?
Man.
Well, I went into the storage room because I knew which was what, and like I said, there was a baby, we call it a crib bed.
Okay.
Dude, it was perfect. That's all I'm saying, I'm not giving details. I've had to hear your shit.
Yes, you have. That's true. That's very true. I'll give you that one. All right. So,
right.
We have talked about sex, the Titanic, sinking, Titanic.
Should we go back to the Titanic?
Trunks. Yeah. No, because we are out of time. Well, you guys can go ahead. I got things to do tonight. So.
Yeah, I bet.
Wait, baby. There's some
things to do.
What are you doing tonight?
Your mama? No, I'm kidding.
Don't call her a thing.
You're going home.
And I'm going to go relax at home.
And eat bowl cereal.
No, not that. I'm going to eat egg rolls for dinner. They're going to be yummy, too.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Well, there you go. All the more reason. But we will be back this weekend, and we will talk about whatever, whenever. Oh. Trunks, sex, lights in the attic.
No idea.
Cars.
What, you got a video?
There were. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. It was like 12. Terrifying facts about the Titanic, but the number two, the remains of the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean will most likely disappear by year 2030.
Oh, I can believe
well, you got 6 years to go
Did
see it,
know?
Aggie.
No, they're digitally photographing it all around.
Oh, I can believe
Oh, yeah. You could be those guys that went in that like homemade submarine with a fucking PS3 controller.
And one more, and we're done. Okay. Germany also made a Titanic film in 1943 during World War II.
Did they really?
It was meant to serve as propaganda against America and British capitalism.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Blamed the ship sinking on graves.
Oh, yeah. And it was all for mind control. And you know that.
And
so.
Who says, I don't care if religious or not, not even God himself could sink this ship?
And then he sunk
the universe.
That's like challenge accepted.
You're putting it out there in the universe.
You are.
That's called fucking
like
karma.
Yeah.
Sunk the Titanic.
Even if you're not religious,
like, I don't
say
just shoot me anymore because oh my God, somebody could just walk.
I know, I've done that too.
Dude, God and karma work in unison, man. You know
this.
But there's a lot of good ones in here.
And we'll
oh my God, only one first class child didn't survive the sinking.
Aww. Yeah, it's a 2 month old.
There were so many dead bodies in the water that the first ship sent to retrieve them ran out of embalming fluid and could take only 306 back to land.
That's messed up.
That's very sad.
Tis. And on that note, we will give our energy and our prayers to all the people that died on the Titanic. It's been 112 years, right? Yes, 112 years. That's crazy, but man, those people are still, you know, think about it. I wonder if it's haunted out there.
Sure.
It's gotta be, man. Yeah, there's gotta be residual energy.
Stories. Yeah, to be told.
I got stories. So, and you know, we'll look that up. We'll have to have another one of our paranormal things.
Ghost stories.
Yeah, dude, that would be crazy.
That would
be cool. Hell yeah. So, we are done for the day. But if you guys have any feedback or any comments, questions, like our page on Facebook at the Random Task Podcast. You can also like us on YouTube, and we have an Instagram account too. Ooh. So, please, and most importantly, please like and follow us on Spotify. That counts for whole lot.
Follows.
And you can
followers.
All you have to do is type in the Random Task Podcast, and we pop right up. So, please.
Ashley will swallow.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, maybe.
I'm trying to find the right button.
We're going to get all the follows now.
Some wine.
There.
Thank you.
That fit pretty perfect
that's
right there.
Said,
that's
no.
What she said.
No,
hell no to the motherfucking no. Yeah, no. All right.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
That's what she said. Anyways. Cheers. We are out of here. Y'all have a good week. We will be back this weekend. All right. We love all of you. Be good. And te amo mi amor. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Have a good week.